Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, December 27, 2024.
Ko Wen-jae's legal troubles. Ko Wen-jae, the former mayor of Taipei, is facing serious legal issues after being charged with bribery and misappropriating political donations. The Taipei District Prosecutor's Office alleges he took over 17 million New Taiwan dollars in bribes and misused more than 68 million New Taiwan dollars in donations during his time in office from 2014 to 2022. While Ko denies any wrongdoing, he has admitted to misreporting campaign funds. These legal battles could significantly impact his political future and the Taiwan People's Party, which he co-founded in 2019. With a recent presidential election behind him, many are left wondering what this means for his potential run in 2028.
Russia thwarts assassination plots by Ukraine. On December 26, 2024, the FSB revealed it had stopped several planned killings by Ukrainian spies targeting senior Russian military officials. A shocking incident occurred on December 17, when operatives assassinated General Kirillov in Moscow using a bomb hidden in an electric scooter. Four Russians were arrested for aiding these plots, which involved disguising bombs as everyday items. The ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine has escalated since the invasion in February 2022, leading to a series of high-profile killings. As tensions rise, what does this mean for the future of both nations and their international relations?
Political turmoil in South Korea. On December 26, 2024, South Korea's Democratic Party moved to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo, just a day before a critical vote. This action follows former President Yoon Suk-yeol's controversial declaration of martial law, raising serious concerns about democracy in the country. The party criticized Han for failing to appoint justices to the Constitutional Court, a significant issue amid the political chaos. If Han is removed, the finance minister will step in as acting president, while debates continue over the votes needed for impeachment. This situation highlights deep political divisions and the risk of a major economic crisis, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for South Korea.
China's economic update. China has revised its economic output for 2023, increasing it by 3.4 trillion Chinese yuan, now totaling 129.4 trillion yuan, or about 17.73 trillion US dollars. Despite this boost, officials expect minimal impact on growth for 2024, setting a goal of around 5%. To support economic expansion in 2025, policymakers are preparing new financial incentives, especially as challenges like potential tariff increases from the United States loom. The recent economic census showed a rise in business entities, but employment growth in key sectors has lagged. Looking ahead, Chinese leaders plan to raise the budget deficit to 4% of GDP, the highest ever, to strengthen economic growth amid ongoing trade disputes.
Pakistan military court sentences civilians amid political turmoil. In Karachi, Pakistan, a military court has sentenced 60 civilians to prison terms of 2 to 10 years for their roles in violent protests following the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan in May 2023. Massive demonstrations erupted as Khan's supporters expressed their anger by attacking military installations. Critics argue that the military court system is unfair and lacks transparency, raising serious concerns about justice and human rights. As Khan faces ongoing legal battles, the situation in Pakistan remains tense, prompting important questions about the future of democracy and civil rights in the country.
China calls for peaceful development amid rising tensions. China is urging the Philippines to seek peaceful development as military tensions escalate, particularly following the Philippines' decision to deploy a U.S. medium-range missile system called the Typhoon. This move has raised alarms in China about potential conflicts and an arms race in the region. Philippine Defense Minister Gilberto Teodoro has defended the deployment, while Army Chief Roy Galito announced plans for the Philippines to strengthen its own defense capabilities. The South China Sea remains a hotbed of territorial disputes, with overlapping claims from several Southeast Asian nations. As military ties with the U.S. deepen, the balance of power in Southeast Asia is increasingly at stake.
Syria's security crackdown in Tartus. Syria's new authorities have launched a major security action in Tartus after protests turned violent, leading to the deaths of 14 policemen linked to supporters of the former government led by Bashar al-Assad. This crackdown aims to restore order in a region historically dominated by the influential Alawite sect. The Sunni-led government now faces challenges from various groups, including Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which has vowed to protect minority communities. As protests reference the revered figure Ali ibn Abi Talib, the deep religious tensions in the country become clear. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has called on Syrian youth to resist instability, underscoring Iran's ongoing support for Assad's regime.
Rising oil prices driven by economic changes. Oil prices are climbing, fueled by expectations of new economic measures from China and a drop in U.S. oil supplies. Brent crude is now around $74 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate sits at about $70. China plans to issue a massive amount of bonds to invigorate its economy, which significantly impacts global oil prices. Additionally, a recent report shows a decrease in U.S. crude oil stocks, suggesting tighter supplies that could push prices even higher. These changes are important, as they affect fuel costs and the budgets of consumers and businesses alike.
CATL's strategic move to Hong Kong. CATL, a leading player in the electric vehicle battery market, is gearing up to enhance its global presence by listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. With a substantial share of the market, CATL aims to strengthen its competitive edge amid challenges like a price war in China. The company is seeking approval to issue shares that will attract foreign investment, sparking investor interest. This strategic step could provide the resources needed to thrive in the fast-paced EV industry. As CATL continues to innovate, this listing may solidify its role in shaping the future of electric vehicles.
India's new import limits on metallurgical coke. India is set to introduce new limits on imports of metallurgical coke, a crucial ingredient for steelmaking, starting January 1, 2025. This decision aims to protect local manufacturers from a sharp rise in imports, which have surged by over 61% in the past 4 years. The government will cap imports from countries like Poland and Colombia at 713,583 tons for the first 2 quarters of 2025. This move highlights the government's commitment to supporting local producers amid increasing competition. With the Indian rupee valued at about 83 to 1 US dollar, these restrictions could have a significant impact on the steel market and pricing in India.
Iran and Russia strengthen ties. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on January 17, 2025, to sign a key cooperation agreement. This meeting comes at a critical moment as both nations seek to bolster their partnership amid rising international tensions, particularly with the United States. Following the Ukraine conflict, Russia has been actively building alliances with countries like Iran and North Korea. In October 2024, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized plans to enhance defense collaboration with Tehran. This visit could have significant effects on global politics and regional stability.
Remembering Manmohan Singh. Manmohan Singh, India's first Sikh Prime Minister, passed away on December 26, 2024, at the age of 92. He was a crucial leader in Indian politics, known for transformative economic changes that lifted millions out of poverty. During a severe economic crisis in 1991, his calm and modest approach earned him the nickname Reluctant King. Under his guidance, welfare programs flourished, and he secured an important nuclear energy deal with the U.S. Singh's legacy as a reformer will continue to shape India's future for years to come.
Israeli airstrikes target Houthi rebels in Yemen. On December 26, 2024, Devastating Israeli airstrike struck Houthi rebel positions in Sana'a, Yemen, after missiles were launched, setting off alarms in Israel. These strikes hit important facilities, including the international airport and key ports, which the Israeli military claims were used for smuggling Iranian weapons. Tedros, the director general of the World Health Organization, narrowly escaped the bombardment while at the airport. The ongoing conflict has led to tragic losses, with over 45,000 Palestinians reported dead since the war began, and the humanitarian situation in Yemen continues to worsen. As tensions rise, the United Nations is holding an emergency meeting to address the implications of Iranian support for the Houthis.
Legal action against Israeli soldier for war crimes. An advocacy group is taking bold legal action in Argentina and Chile, demanding the arrest of Israeli soldier Sar Hirshhorn for claimed war crimes in Gaza. The Hind Rajab Foundation, dedicated to seeking justice for Palestinian victims, has filed complaints with the International Criminal Court against Hirshhorn and his battalion. This follows a shocking report from Amnesty International, which stated that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, where over 45,000 Palestinians have lost their lives since the conflict escalated on October 7, 2023. The foundation emphasizes the urgent need for countries to uphold international law and hold individuals accountable. What does justice look like in the face of such tragedy?
Panama's stance on canal control. Panama's President José Raúl Mulino has firmly denied threats from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump about reclaiming control of the Panama Canal. Mulino stressed that the canal is owned by Panama and dismissed claims of Chinese military involvement in the area. This situation has sparked passionate demonstrations in Panama City, highlighting the sensitivity surrounding the canal's sovereignty. As the canal remains a vital economic asset, any threats to its control are met with strong resistance from the Panamanian government.
European energy companies shift focus to fossil fuels. Major European energy companies are making a bold move away from renewable energy and back to oil and gas, chasing quick profits as energy costs soar. This shift comes in the wake of international conflicts, particularly following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has pushed energy prices higher and slowed down clean energy initiatives. Firms like BP, Shell, and Equinor are cutting their investments in renewables, with BP planning to offload its offshore wind projects. As global carbon emissions are on track to reach record levels, concerns are rising about the future of climate change efforts. What does this renewed rush towards fossil fuels mean for our planet and future generations?
Yen struggles against the dollar. The Japanese yen is struggling, trading at 157.725 yen per US dollar, just above its recent low. Governor Kazuo Ueda of the Bank of Japan is taking a cautious approach, while Jerome Powell of the US Federal Reserve is being more assertive. Analysts at Mizuho Securities warn that the dollar's rise might be excessive, raising concerns about possible pullbacks. Meanwhile, the euro and British pound are seeing slight drops, and Bitcoin remains stable after reaching a record high. As traders enjoy the holiday break, many are left wondering what's next for their wallets.
North Korean soldier captured in Ukraine conflict. South Korea's National Intelligence Service has confirmed the capture of a North Korean soldier who was injured while fighting alongside Russian forces in Ukraine. This incident sheds light on the tangled web of international politics involving North Korea, South Korea, and Russia, raising concerns about North Korea's military actions and their impact on regional security. As South Korea remains vigilant, this situation highlights the delicate nature of international relations. The involvement of North Korean soldiers in foreign conflicts could escalate tensions and prompt a reevaluation of security strategies by South Korea and its allies. What does this mean for the future of military engagements in the region?
U.S. stock market update for 2024. The U.S. stock market had a wild ride in 2024, with a sharp drop following the Federal Reserve's aggressive monetary policy shift. On December 26, the Fed's announcement sent stock prices tumbling, after a year of impressive growth in major indexes like the NASDAQ, which soared around 33%. Initially, Investors were optimistic, hoping for a Santa rally. But rising interest rates raised concerns about a market adjustment. Analysts Siegel and Anderson noted that this pullback could be a healthy sign. As we close out 2024, the forecast for 2025 remains uncertain, with both potential corrections and growth ahead.
Brazil court halts tax incentives for soy producers. A Brazilian court has halted a law from Mato Grosso that sought to remove tax incentives for companies agreeing not to buy soy from cleared areas of the Amazon rainforest. This ruling, made just days before the law was set to take effect on January 1, 2025, raised concerns about fairness in the free market. Justice Flavio Dino emphasized that the decision could impact companies adhering to the soy buying agreement established by global commodity giants. By allowing these companies to retain their tax benefits, the court's ruling could significantly affect efforts to protect the Amazon, a crucial ecosystem for our planet. What implications will this legal battle have for the future of agriculture and conservation in Brazil?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.